And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. We got the boys from Dana Landing talking about the summer kickoff sale. Today is going to be a great show. If you want to get some great info on tackle and hear about some great deals, we got Steve and Johnny in the house. It's going to be a lot of fun. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and the Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way. Whether it's taking something down to the launch ramp or going out in the desert, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers to check out the new Ford Bronco or Bronco Sport today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Duke Ekstrom from the Royal Star. In 1983, a group of intrepid anglers envisioned crafting the best sunglasses on the water. It's true now as it was then. Costa's performance frames excel in the toughest of elements. These styles are packed with functional features that create a competitive advantage for any adventure on the water. From the lake to offshore, Costa's Performance Collection has a legacy of helping anglers stay on the water longer. Learn more at CostaDelMar.com.
I believe there is no doubt that the finest sport fishing in the world starts right here in San Diego. This is Captain Frank Lopresti. Our fleet of long-range boats and crew are unmatched, and the Royal Polaris and Shogun are right at the top of the list. Captain Jonathan Yamati and his crew aboard the Royal Polaris are considered to be the finest long-range vessel in the world. From summer bluefin, yellowtail, and wahoo to giant yellowfin tuna, our record is unmatched. The Shogun, under the direction of Captain Rene Montegudo, has become one of the most popular long-range boats in the fleet. This big, wide, solid riding vessel has gained a reputation for catching fish and treating their customers to an epic vacation on the water. I am so proud of Jonathan, Rene, and the crews on both the Royal Polaris and Shogun, as they have helped me keep the reputation of the premier vessels in the long-range fleet. Come see for yourself. Book a trip on the Royal Polaris or Shogun today. Check RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com. or ShogunSportFishing.com, or call Monica or Jen in the office at 619-226-8030.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, just this time of the year, Rick, gets me all fired up. And springtime and fish starting to bite, yellowtail showing up, and calico starting to roll around. And then we've got a big sale at Dana Landing, man.
I mean, how perfect was the timing for summer kickoff sale? Like, you guys somehow threaded the needle between bluefin biting offshore, both on short trips and on long trips. I know our half-day boat came in yesterday or the day previous and said they were fishing the green tank. The water was 64.5 degrees. It was smoking down and in current. Beautiful blue water. It was like everything you want in condition to be. And then the next day, you just roll right off into the big Dana Landing summer kickoff sale. It was the timing is just right. Boys, good morning. We're stoked to have you in here.
Morning.
Morning.
Steve and Johnny. And, boy, it's, you know, the Dana Landing, this sale has morphed, like, into several things, too. You know, like, it was always my favorite when it was kind of around the Bay Bassy type time. And, you know, that has come and gone and done different things. And now it is... This is probably the very last opportunity for anybody in this zone to take advantage of a big deal before it just becomes too flat out too busy to get to do so.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how we, you know, came up with that date eventually. Yeah. Like you said, it started with the Bay Bass. It was always like the seminar before the Bay Bass, and then it kind of went later, and then we just moved it back 1 week. So we're at, like, you know, obviously May 10th. Yeah. But exactly like you said, it's just working out perfect. And I think we'll just keep that date from now on. It's a perfect. Well, just like you said, it's right before whatever's going to happen. It's around the corner. So
the season's upon us.
Yep.
Period.
Yep.
No matter what you say, it is here. But it hasn't gone so crazy yet that you can still do exactly what you do. And this is not, we've talked about on Let's Talk Hookup for several weeks. This is not we'll hang a couple signs up and we'll throw a 5% discount on something. This is a very real blowout sale that you guys do. I would venture to say the biggest sale that you have of the year, probably without much comparison.
Yep. We want to make it, you know, worthwhile for people to come down and fill your tackle box, basically.
And not only that, but get to chat and hang out with Afrin from Warbaits and
you,
Corey. Myself. Got Gamakatsu Hooks all the deals you offer.
So we used to do seminars. Remember, it started with seminars
Which
before the
fun.
Bay Bass. It was fun, and it worked for a while, and then we just kind of looked at it and said, you know, it's not like the olden days. Before, if you didn't get information, like a long-range trip, you either went to a seminar at the Fred Hall Show or a day at the docks or whatever. Now, so much of that's available on YouTube or whatever, so it's all available at the seminar end of it. So we just have, like, a sit-down, and, like, if someone has a question for Corey, it's not a day at the docks. It's going to be busy over there, don't get me wrong, but there's going to be the opportunity to sit down and talk to you or Afrin or everyone else. So,
and that's truly what makes it fun and productive for the customer to come down and hang out and just have a good morning of fun.
Yep. I think you're right. It's morphed into that. You know, I mean, it just kind of worked out that way that we moved into that and it's worked out real well that, you know, have the opportunity to sit one-on-one and talk to somebody about your questions and have it sit in the audience.
And what a better setting, Johnny. I'm sorry to step on you, but have it at the launch ramp right there on Mission Bay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, right on the water. That's part of the reason we moved it to May is just because the weather, hopefully, by May, you're not going to get any rain or anything. So it's just
hopefully,
fun, nice day, you know, short day. We don't drag it out too long and you're out in the sun and on the water. And, you know, a lot of people can go down and throw a lure off the dock, see what it looks like. You know, a lot of the guys will have rods rigged there, you know, several of the booths will. But, you know, like you said, it's not just Corey or Afrin, but also, you know, people, you know, manufacturer reps from Shimano and Penn and Daiwa and Accurate, you know, also. So if you're looking to buy reels, you can talk to people that are in the know really about the gear you're looking at and they can help you pick out the right setup for what you're looking to do.
Yeah, if you're going on your Cedros trip and you're planning on coming down and seeing Corey and having him help you out with all the swim baits, but you need a new, you know, you need a new bass reel, you can go and talk to the Shimano guys about the tranks, and then you can talk to the Daiwa guy. You know, you get to talk to all of the major manufacturers, hear all of the pros and cons that they're going to give you based on the manufacturing level. Then you can go inside and talk to Johnny or any of the great guys you have behind the counter, get their input. Now you can compare every one of those reels. Then on top of that, you get a discount when you're buying it on something that is very rare to get that opportunity.
Yep. And the Spectra. So we're doing free Spectra, free solid Spectra for, you know, 10% off the reels and free solid Spectra fill-up.
So let's just say on a Tranks, you're getting an additional close to $30 off, in some scenarios maybe even more, and another 75 bucks worth of line, at least for free. I mean, we're talking saving $100 on something. That's a third of the cost of the reel.
Yeah.
Huge. That's awesome.
And even, you know, we have that dock right out front, so that's a whole other element. You know, I know that Ali with Blue Sea Stabilizers, they'll have the Seakeeper boat there. They'll have demos. I think H&H Marine's going to have boats in the water. Ron Lane's going to have all his kayaks if you want to try all that. So there's that whole other element just to, you know, what a great spot for it.
No doubt. It's the best. I love it, you know, and it's everything that you guys do. It's every time that there's a sale there, you've always do just a great job of making, there's always, the vibe is fun, the food is there, the energy's always great, everything. I love it, and I can't wait. I know you guys have been working very hard about this, been doing a great job talking about it on social media. We've been excited trying to get the word out. What would you say is one of the sale items that you're the most excited about, you know, one of the most attractive things for guys to come down and take advantage of the big summer kickoff sale?
I mean, for me, being kind of a jig type of guy, like JRI's got their booth there. We're doing buy two irons, get one free like for every brand, but then JRI is gonna match that. So you buy two irons in the store, you get one free. He's giving you a free one at the booth.
Wow. So it's buy two and you're walking away with four.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. How's that, dude? Yeah.
Tough to beat.
Yet again on a lure that is extremely popular. I mean,
it's a good lure.
That's what I love so much about this sale. Is it's not just stuff that you guys had left over that you're trying to get rid of, that you hang a sale sign on something. Yeah. It is the thing that sells for full price on its own, no matter what, anyways. Yep. And yet, in a case of JRI, you buy two, you're getting four.
Yep, exactly.
So cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah, awesome.
And I do kind of the same things, too, right? Like a guy 100%. Comes out and buys a bag of swim baits, and
Corey's going to throw in a couple. Well,
the shop's giving you the deal, right?
Sure. We're doing buy two get one on the plastics, but you know the guys at the booth are gonna stoke you out a little bit. Not to mention Corey's going to help you pick out the hot ones.
And I always bring
not
a table.
That he doesn't sell any that aren't hot ones, but.
Yeah, but I mean, just you're so right. I mean, I keep thinking the guy going to Cedro's, where you know you're going to be stocking up on something. You're getting a large volume for free, and you've got the man. Corey's here to help you, you know, point you in a direction or the difference between this shape or that shape or why you do this or how you rig a weedless or whatever it may be.
I'll tell you what's difficult for me is being able to figure out what I'm actually going to bring, right? Because I can't bring a table.
We've already talked about that.
Yeah. It's so difficult, right? So
you need about 30 feet.
You kidding me? Like, I couldn't even produce that, right? But so it's kind of tough for me to narrow it down and keep it. But it's the Cedro's thought in mind, like 5-inch viejos.
Yep.
It's the 5-inch weedless, like local calico, halibut, surf fishing kind of thing. And some base stuff, like 3-inch and kind of keep it in that realm right there.
That's something that I might even stock up on down there is that 5-inch weedless. Because I hear Corey talk about all the show. If I'm going to go calico bass fishing at home, I'm still a lead head and a swim bait. And that's what I do. And that's what I grew up doing. And that's what I do and what I know. And every time I hear you talking about fishing locally, you almost don't tie a lead head on about ever, right?
No. Yeah. I mean, that's just, right? I make them all, right?
Yeah.
But it's like the least favorite style
that
I like to fish. It's the, I don't know, I'm such in a groove with that 5-inch surf fishing, you know, the weedless and drawing a halibut bite. I'm getting sweaty palms thinking about it, man. There's nothing more exciting than getting that thump and that just a...
Yeah.
What else could I say, man?
So the other thing, you know, you're talking about the discounts. So even on the non-fishing, we'll call it, or more or less, like sunglasses,
okay.
Like Costa or Maui Jims, you get a $50 gift card back if you buy any
pair.
Come on. $50. And you can turn around and buy it in the store. Like our drinkware, I can't really advertise that, but it's going to be 20% off.
Really?
You're not allowed to discount it, but you know.
Isn't that the stuff that's made by a very major manufacturer that sells really high-end coolers?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I mean, that stuff doesn't go on discount. I mean, it's our big sale, you know. You know what? Even turtle boxes. What are we doing? $25 gift card back on a turtle box. This is all stuff that doesn't get discounted. You know,
it can't be discounted.
So. Plenty for everybody. You know, almost everything in the store is discounted because we obviously have a lot between clothing and sunglasses and drinkware and everything else. It isn't just jigs, and it's going to be good for the whole family.
It is. That's, I think, the main thing that I'm just trying to stress is it is not just a regular sale. It's a huge one, and it's not just a, hey, the lures are on discount. I mean, it's totally worth coming down. Dana Landing's such the perfect spot, private boater, long-range guy, whatever you be, right on the water. Demos, all the people, all the information, all the vendors. I mean, you guys put a tremendous amount of work into this, and like I said, it's more than just hanging up a sale sign. You'll see all the manufacturers' representatives. It's just, this is a big, big sale and a big day.
Yep. It'll be fun if you don't buy a thing. It'll be fun to come down and hang out. Great spot to hang out.
Let me ask you this, because every time I want a pair of Olakai flip-flops, where do I go? I go to Dana Landing.
100%.
Like a crazy selection. Are there any deals or... Am I overstepping boundaries?
Yeah, no. That's in 20%. Like everything is 20% off on like the clothing, and that would include that. You know, includes extra tough boots. I mean, it's if you put it in your body, it's 20% off.
So. All right.
Yep.
which,
count me
again,
in.
You don't get those discounts. You don't go to Nordstrom to get 20 off. So, yeah.
Totally. No. I love things like that because I know exactly the line that you have to toe. But, again, for there to be 20% off on that brand of high-end thing that you're talking about, like an Abominable Snowman, that's a pretty big deal.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't get to do that a whole lot.
You don't. Yeah.
That's exciting. And, again, it is the timing that's so exciting. It's fishing season. I mean, it's here. There is great fishing to be had right now. We got a little bit of weather to get through here this weekend, and I mean, it was great fishing rolling up into it. And I know that I think that our guys might, a couple of guys might be having to sit a little bit out with some wind that we have going on, but we had great fishing right up to it, and the forecast looks great as the week rolls on here. So we'll get right back to
Rick,
that.
Rick, that's what's beautiful about this time of the year is. Yeah, you can have a wind event, but it might be a 36-hour wind event, but it recovers so darn fast. That's it's not February.
It's not like fall. Yeah, it's not the fall where, you know, this
where
could be the end of
it.
Yeah, or like where, you know, that one wind event's like, oh, this could be the end of it.
Now, it just puts a small wrinkle, and it'll recover just as fast, right? So that's what makes it beautiful.
I think the sign of fish down at the islands is most exciting, you know, that. You know, I know
totally.
Matt, you know, on the San Diego saw a bunch, and Matt Barlow was in the shop this morning saying there was a ton of fish down there, you know.
The other thing that was exciting.
Big fish.
You
big
got
fish,
it, Johnny. It was the great.
Hard to land. Yeah, hard to land.
A lot of it was in shallow, and it was size double XL. And I mean, we strung up a 37-pounder on the scale this week. 37.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, not a 30-pounder, but a 37.
Wow.
That's a slob.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
It's really, really, I mean, like you said, it's very challenging because that fish is in shallow and it's big, and it sounds like it was showing a lot better sometimes than it was biting, which is a thing. You know, we've all experienced that plenty of times. But with that said, very good fishing to be had at the Coronado Islands, and how exciting to have that rolling back again, too.
Yep.
And they're not all, I mean, there's catchable ones with it, but you start talking about fish pushing 40 pounds that live over rocks and pinnacles. It's you earn those ones.
That's as good as it gets.
Yeah, right? No doubt about
it. Even a 20-pounder, when you get in there around that middle grounds area, they know those ledges, and it's just like, oh, nope. He's done.
Yeah, that's it. You know, before we, you know, just because we've been talking about all the other stuff, the other thing that I think is really worthy of highlighting, always on the summer kickoff sale, the big stuff gets the attention. The reels and rods being at a big discount, that's obviously a really big deal. The other thing that I notice in all the sales is all the things that you almost take for granted, the stuff that you just burn through and use all year. I saw your deal on hooks.
Yep.
I know there's deals on fluoro, like, The things that you know you're going to just be using, all you know, the stuff that you always burn through, this is the time to stock up on that. What's like some of the better deals on the terminal stuff?
Yeah, it's like buy two, get one on hooks. But, you know, Rick came back from Gamakatsu to me, and he said if you buy two, get one hooks, and you get one in his booth. If you buy $25 worth of Gamakatsu stuff, he's giving away a pair of Gamakatsu split ring pliers.
Which are probably more than a $25
pair
of pliers.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, it's like a 25 pair of pliers. We sell a ton of them. And so he's giving those away at the booth.
Of course you're going to spend $25. I mean, that's easy to do, right?
Yep.
Nowadays, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, buy a couple packs of hooks, get your free hooks and a pair of pliers.
Yeah.
Well, Corey, as you can hear, we got a great show. I mean, obviously, we're really excited about the summer kickoff sale. But not only that, we got Steve and Johnny in here, and there's so much great to cover. And what you want to talk about, from inshore to offshore, the private boaters' haven, everything that Dana Landing is. It's my favorite spot. It's where we keep our boat. We're in there all the time. I love it. And just today is going to be an awesome day talking fishing, and you know, so much when Steve and Johnny are in here. The fishing inshore in Mission Bay, you know, covers it tends to take up a lot of what we talk about, but these guys are experts on all aspects of fishing, and we're just going to have an awesome show today. I can't wait.
I agree with you, Rick, and every time I'm in the shop, that darn deli, man, ruins my I have to end up ordering a sandwich every darn time I'm in there. And I didn't even go in to eat, but I end up eating because it just smells so darn good in there. And, hey, if you want to join us today, having the boys in here, like you said, Rick, from Dana Landing, give us a call to 833-288-0973. The first hour, 7 to 8, we're going to be on The Fan, 97.3 The Fan. And Of course, we're on YouTube and Facebook Live and at Let's Talk Hookup app, right, for both hours. But the second hour only, okay, 8 to 9, we're going to be text only. And so if you do want to text us, we'll look at those two the first hour. But that is only done through the text, or the texting is only done through the app. So it's an easy, free download, and you can see it right there. It says text the show. And send us a message if you got something for Johnny or Steven here, and we're going to be right back. We're going to have a fun 2 hours talking good times and talking the summer kickoff sale when we return on Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live at 97.3 The Fan.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
You know, whether you're going fishing, diving, or just having fun on the water, there's nothing more worth doing than messing around in boats. So let me ask you, are you ready to upgrade your ride? Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland is your exclusive Western U.S. dealer for Steiger Craft. Created for inshore and offshore waters and laid out with the serious fisherman in mind, Steiger Craft has built a solid reputation for performance and excellent rough water handling. If adventure on the water is what you live for, now's the time to invest in your passion. Call Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland at 510-437-1444. To look at the whole fleet of Steiger Craft online, go to steigercraft.com. Now's the time for a rugged, reliable, and fast Steiger Craft from Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Hi, this is Chrissy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And man, what a fun time having Johnny and Steven in here from Dana Landing. And we didn't even mention what we're giving away. We're giving away,
right?
I know, to one lucky caller, one lucky texter, okay? We've got a $100 gift card at Dana Landing. Thank you, Steven. Yep. Thank you, Johnny. $100 gift card. You can buy whatever you want there in the shop. And are we really giving somebody a center console for the day? Is that...
just for the day. They can't keep it.
Right? Yeah. I mean, come on, man. Like,
obviously, we have the boat rentals there, and, you know, we have
like
little,
an awesome boat rental.
Little skiffs, and, you know, we have three or four center console boats, a pontoon boat. So one of the center console boats does not go in out of the channel, but it's for fishing inside the bay. But live bait tank probably holds four or five people. Yeah, so we're giving that away, too.
You guys, I mean...
So tell me more about
right?
that. I didn't even know that this was an option. Obviously, the blue skiffs at Dana Landing have become famous.
Iconic.
At this point. Like, it's that is the single best deal in fishing and doing your own boat, is going down, grabbing one of your bay skiffs. They're stable. They're flat. They got bait tanks. They are just flat-out cheap. They're too cheap. They should be more, but they're not. But I didn't know that there was a different option.
Yeah, we have what do we have? Three center
consoles. That's
center
awesome. I had no idea. Yeah, yeah. So if you want something that's just a little bigger or a little drier or maybe a little different seating or whatever, you have other rental boat options in addition to the Blue Skiffs.
Plus, you know, you could, you know, if you're fishing in the Back Bay or something, you get there a little quicker. So
yeah, totally.
You know, so there's, you know, several, they reserve out pretty quick. So it's, but yeah, we do have three. And then we also have a pontoon boat that has a bait tank and stuff. The casting couch. It's like we like to call
casting
it.
Couch on the party on the party barge.
On the party barge, and that's a real popular one too. So yeah, people love fishing on the pontoon.
We're, you know what?
This is awesome.
Yeah. We're so fortunate to not only have San Diego Bay, but to have Mission Bay, one of the coolest spotted bay bass fisheries that we have.
Yeah,
in Southern California and halibut too. I mean, I should quietly mention that one, but.
Yeah. And that's people have it dialed in, like they know. It's like the following that rents those skiffs all the time. They know when there's anchovy at the bait barge, and like when there's anchovy at the bait barge, all of a sudden be like, why is it Tuesday and every skiff is out? And it's like, oh, they got anchovy at the bait barge, because you know, there's giant sardine doesn't necessarily work as well
in the bay.
A little bit of a tougher bite in the bay, but when you got like 5-inch, you know, 4 to 5-inch anchovy. You're going to get a lot of fish, a lot of halibut, a lot of shorts, a lot of bites, but, you know, they're going to scrap, you know, you have guys come in, you know, four or five keepers sometimes.
Yeah,
you know,
that's rad.
But it is somewhat bait dependent, you know.
You have said that, like, you can always tell when it's on because the same guys are down there seeing tremendous success. All the boats are immediately reserved or gone, or the guys are there early, like, they know. Yep. And this year, how perfect has the bait been for that? I mean, it seems season long, it's been nice, big, healthy, killer chove. I mean, this has been the perfect year for that.
Yeah. Except for, like, a couple weeks ago, they switched over to sardine. And, like, one of the skiffs came in, and I went down there, dude, these sardines were, you could have filleted them. You could have filleted them. Yeah. Like,
Johnny and I were there. They're small mackerel.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, those are... I don't know. I mean, I imagine they'd get bit, but
that's funny.
To be a healthy fish to take a pass at one of those.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, hey, speaking of awesome, we're going to get the update. We got Scott Sherman on the line right now, who has the results from that fantastic Southwestern Yacht Club Bottom Fish Tournament. Good morning, Sherm.
Good morning, guys. Morning, Steve. Morning, Johnny.
Morning.
Hey, just wanted to say big thank you for you guys and all your support and help for getting this bottom fishing tournament off the ground last weekend. All benefiting friends of Rollo had a very, very successful tournament. Had about 200 plus people there for dinner, did the raffle and auction. And after looking at the gross and figuring out what we're going to true up, it looked like we're probably going to have a check for friends of Rollo in the mid 20K range.
Whoa! Unbelievable,
nice.
You
That's
guys.
Great, Scott.
Congratulations. Wow. What a giant effort between you and all of the people who were so gracious to donate money and time and everything. That's fantastic.
Incredible.
Yeah, well, I really need to thank the landings, you know, Fisherman's Landing and Dana and Angler's Choice. You guys really stepped up with some really, really nice raffle prizes and things that generated a lot of interest and a lot of income as well. We had Mike Lum and Frank Lopresti came down, and it was just a excellent tournament, and we actually got through the dinner in record time. Only took about 2.5 hours to get through everything. biggest lock out of the day was just about 8 pounds, and the winning stringer was about 28. So it was a good day.
28 pounds.
Wow.
So that was for 5 rockfish.
Yeah, five rockfish, and the best part was we took them all up, weighed them up, cleaned them, put them in the kitchen, and made fish tacos out of them and served fish tacos for everybody for dinner. Nice. It was amazing. It was amazing.
Incredible. That is so cool. I love it. I mean, what an awesome event. So well run, as you guys always do. Unbelievable fishing. And like I said, that's the coolest part about that bottom fish tournament is it's not a cutthroat tournament. I mean, everybody gets together in the morning. Everybody gets together in the afternoon. There's plenty of ribbon for your buddies that didn't catch them and high fives for the guys that did. But it's all about raising money for a fantastic cause and just everybody getting together before the season gets really, really going too hardcore and an awesome time. And as shown by the success that you guys had yet again.
Yeah, well, I can't wait for next year. I hope we'll have even more participation for the 56th annual bottom fishing tournament. And again, it'll be going to Friends of Rollo again next year. So it's all for a really, really good cause.
That's great news, Scott.
That's awesome. And what a huge fundraising opportunity. I mean, just awesome. Great job to you and all the anglers from Southwest for putting that together. If somebody wants to be a part of it for next year, get in on the event. I know that you'll keep us in touch, and you know the club there. You guys do a fantastic job, and you do other great tournaments. If somebody wants to keep in touch with everything going on at Southwest with the Southwestern Anglers, Scott, how do we do that?
Just go to the website swycanglers.org, and it's got all our events, all our things that we do during the year, and the bottom fishing tournament stuff will start geared up for next year fairly soon. So. Looking forward to supporting the cause one more time. And, again, I can't thank you all enough for your support and making this happen.
Awesome. Well, great job, buddy. We appreciate that, as always. And, thanks for keeping us in touch, and congratulations to you and the anglers for raising a great, great, great event and putting on a great tournament. Appreciate it, Scott.
You bet. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot for that.
Man, how incredible, huh, Rick?
I mean, so cool.
Over 20,000 going
crazy.
To Friends of
That
Rollo.
Is on the back of Scott Sherman. I mean, he came to us a year and a half, 2 years ago, whatever, and said, I want to do this. And Pete and I went down and met with the whole board and everything, and that's Scott's did it. And the whole Southwestern, but you've already said it. Props to all of them.
Yeah,
yep, it's
huge,
amazing.
Huge, huge.
So,
totally. Big. And you're going to have a raffle at,
yes,
at the event next weekend.
Yeah. Like kind of we all do, you know, we have, you know, all the manufacturers coming are going to donate something, and then we have a stack, this whole table full of stuff. So we will be having raffles.
And we can purchase a raffle ticket.
You'll be able to purchase a raffle ticket. And if you buy that raffle ticket, you will get a ticket for a free beer.
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They got some Salty Crew bringing some beer.
So Jared will be there handing out brews.
Well, he says he will, but you know that works.
Someone will.
Yeah. So anyway.
That's awesome.
We're serving lunch. So, you know, at noontime, it's free lunch.
Free lunch.
Free lunch.
Buy a raffle ticket that goes to Rollo, and you get a free beer.
Traeger cooked pulled pork sandwiches.
Oh, come on, dude.
And then if you buy a raffle ticket, a $5 raffle ticket to take kids fishing for free,
right,
you'll get a ticket.
So you've got a table full of stuff. Likely, you know, you've got a great shot at winning something, but you just go support the raffle. Your money's going to take kids fishing. You're getting a free lunch. You're getting a free beer. I love it.
And then everything's cheap.
Yeah, right. So. Other than that, though, it's not much going on. You know, other than all the manufacturers, all the deals, all the sales, free lunch, free beer, you know, this is it, man. Yes. Summer kickoff. So, again, it's this upcoming, a week from today.
Yes.
Next Saturday, week from today at Dana Landing.
And I'm sorry, Rick, but I know a lot of the manufacturers, like myself, get there at 6 a.m., 6:30 or whatever, getting set up. But the shop opens at 6.
Yeah.
Deals go from then, and then
we'll start at 8. We'll start running deals at 8 o'clock. Yeah, okay. This will be the first year that we haven't had a live remote from Let's Talk Hookup,
right,
with your guys' new setup. It's a little bit too complicated. So that's the only new territory for us, but it enables us to not have to be so rushed first thing in the morning. So
and then us as manufacturers, we're there till 1 o'clock.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So tables up till 1.
Yep.
But the deals go
till we close.
Yeah.
Till the shop closes whatever 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yep. Obviously, if you want the pair of pliers from Gamagato, you're gonna have to do it before 1. But all of the 2-for-1, all that other stuff is.
Steven, I have to say that is such a crazy deal. I would hope that he's got enough inventory. And I would probably, if I was interested in that, get down there much earlier than 1.
Yeah, because with the Gamakatsu thing, it's only going to be, you know, well supplies last.
Right.
You know, for a lot of these guys, you know, AFCO, I've spoken with the folks at AFCO, and they're going to have prizes in the booth. Like, they're going to have giveaways in the booth. So if you're buying some AFCO product in the store and you come out and show them, they're going to have giveaways of various things. So, you know, sun buffs and gaff covers, and, you know, they're going to have several different things they're going to be giving away. And AFCO is going to bring the Ikijimi, you know, their fish care stuff, kind of as, you know, just to kind of talk to people about the process and everything.
There's a huge educational, tutorial that goes along with that.
Yeah,
you know?
And that's, you know, a good thing to see kind of one-on-one and ask people, you know, ask someone who knows what they're talking about that you know, about that process. So
sounds like awesome. Time.
Yeah.
Well, the phone lines are packed. Everybody's dying to talk to you guys again. If you want to get through on the phones this morning, it's 833-288-0973. Not only your chance to talk to Steve and John, but also, like Corey said, your opportunity to win a $100 gift card to Dana Landing. And then a second lucky caller or texter is going to win a full day rental on a Dana Landing center console skiff. We're going to flip the coin, find out who's the skiff winner versus the gift card winner. But yeah, an awesome opportunity. And let's jump into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Jim, our buddy from National City. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, that Tamagotsu. I'll be in line for that early, man, to get those fired. What a great deal. But a couple of things here, Rick. I wanted to mention the celebration for Pete Gray coming up. And I just kind of, I'm sure you'll talk about that a little bit. But I wanted to mention that. And one other thing. The great event at Dana in the past, I know his store has a great deli there with great sandwiches, great food. But are there going to be other vendors, you know, having food there? I know Jeff Roberto in the past has kind of set up a deal. Anything else going on with the food vendors there for that day, guys?
No, you know, we're doing the free lunch, so I think it would be tough for anyone else to come in there. So we're obviously, like I said, we're doing the pulled pork, and I think some of that other stuff might have been at like the Tuna Wars or something like that. But anyways, for that, the deli will be open for, like you said, all the great sandwiches and everything. At noontime, we'll be doing pulled pork, but that will be about it. But for on the food end,
yeah, that sounds great, man. That sounds real good. Yep.
Come on, Jim, something free, a free sandwich, and you want more than that? Well, hey, you can have a...
I'll be in line twice, Corey.
Yeah, there
I'll
it is. buy a raffle ticket, you get a beer, you got the whole thing going on right there, man.
That's it.
Come on down.
Hey, well, with that, we had a great text message come through. It was from Darren and Menifee. Good morning, Rick, Corey, Steve, and Johnny. Sounds like an amazing sale at Dana. You can bet that I'll be there. One of my questions was, is it Saturday and Sunday or just Saturday? Also, Corey, I'm planning on being there to pick up some new baits. Any new models or tweaks to the MC Weedless baits? Can't wait for Calico Bass at Cedros this year.
Just Saturday. Just we're not going to make all these people come in 2 days in a row. All the manufacturers' representatives and stuff. So it's just a Saturday quick hit. It'll
score your deals.
Score your deals and back to business as usual.
There it is, just like that. And I've got some really cool grunion patterns that I've been kind of playing, and the shop, actually, Dana's completely out of them. But I'm going to be...
Shocker.
Right, exactly. But I'm going to be making them and not only supplying the shop, but having some outside. And just, there's like three or four really, like, that grab my eye grunion patterns. Yeah, cool. So I look forward to that.
That's cool. Yep. So. All right, we'll jump back into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. Chuck from Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Cook Up.
Thanks for taking my phone call. What a season we got coming, man. I can't even wait. It's like watching a movie as a kid and you can't sleep. But Dana Landing, what a cool spot. Everybody's so friendly. And if you're thinking about taking somebody that's not really ready for a cattle boat, those little skiffs are ideal. We were down there when we won that day on that center console you guys gave us. And, man, we always vowed to come back and do that. And we haven't done it yet. But what a little way to get somebody out there. And if you think you want a boat, that'd be a perfect way to see if you're ready or not. They're just ideal. And everybody's so friendly in there. And you got everything in that shop, including lunch. So can't wait to see you guys down there.
No, we appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, if you were going to design a boat to fish the – fish Mission Bay, you would design that blue flat bottom
100%.
Skip. I mean, you just can't get anything better. And I mean, those things are
stable as heck,
30 years old or something.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, super stable, plenty of room for four people, bait tank, whole nine yards, and a half day is $60. I think all day is $90. Yeah. I mean,
that's crazy.
The tens of thousands of people who have probably gone fishing for their first, second, or third time on those things over the years is staggering if you do the math.
I spent more money than that to park my car at a Padres game last
right?
To get to have your own boat, or your own rad boat, to go fishing for the entire day. That is the best fishing deal we have here.
Yeah, yeah. If you don't have access, and, you know, you can, that's the beauty of Mission Bay. You can keep walking. I mean, you know, if you're not getting bit somewhere, we say, well, then just keep walking. You have it. But in that boat, you can, there's 25 different places you can cruise around that bay and, you know, look for bait, look where the water's a little warmer, you know, look for the eelgrass. You have the access to it, you know. You have the entire bay to fish.
So, Rick, I have a great idea. You could rent the skiff and get free parking. How about that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And the other thing, too, you guys just do the best job, and I mean this as a total compliment, at holding somebody's hand through the process of fishing Mission Bay. Seems like every guy that you have working in there just knows everything, shapes, colors, size. Oh, you don't want this leadhead, you want this, you want that one. You want this shape of leadhead because it makes the bait do this, and where you tie the hook, you don't catch the eelgrass as bad. Like, everybody in there, obviously we've talked about, you know, John being such an expert there, but it just seems like everybody that you have can really point you in the direction of fishing that bay.
Yeah, I mean, we've got younger people who are fishing out there
literally every day.
Constantly. So
and all night.
I always defer now. I'm like, okay, let's, why don't you talk to this person today? Because they were just out yesterday.
Yeah.
They may not give, you know, they're not going to give exact spots away, but they're going to put you in the general zone and make sure you have the right lures on. So
I dig it. That's cool. Well, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup. Yeah, Corey?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be right back and taking more of your calls, texts. We've got fish reports coming up, too, and more from Johnny and Steve. We're going to turn on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference, and that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? The Fujinon Staboscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision, even in rough waters. Perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they will be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all their in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which one is right for you. The fishing season is here, and you know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing from the CBS in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I've spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we'd love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and stoked about today and talking to summer kickoff sale at Dana Landing next weekend.
Yes.
And we're giving away two really cool rad things. Not only a $100 gift certificate to Dana Landing, you can go shopping and have your own shopping spree at Dana Landing for $100, but we're also letting you use, I said giveaway earlier, we're letting you use a full day rental with a center console that you guys actually rent right there out of Dana Landing. So you'll have your day on the bay, and dude, there's just nothing better, man. Spending the day catching spotted bay bass, hooking into a 12-pound halibut, maybe a bonefish, corvina, like all the cool stuff in the bay there. But anyway, you want to give us a call, 833-288-0973, or you can text us via the app.
You got it, man. Well, hey, as promised, Corey, it's time for the Catch Report. We're going to kick it off this morning over at Seaforth.
And it's sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It's a place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas prices and diesel also. And did you know they also offer the not only the lowest prices on gas and diesel, but they have ice and snacks for your trip and over 40 snacks, all at 89 cents. And now you get burritos and sandwiches for your trip, all made fresh daily. Ice is nearly half the price of any other place. It's only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. You get 100 pounds of free ice when you fill up with 35 gallons. And Summit Gasoline has your free ice for all the Let's Talk Hookup listeners and always the lowest gas prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. We've got Marcus, the man, Marcus on the radio.
What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great, buddy. Good morning. I understand there was some pretty good fishing at Seaforth this week.
You know what? It's May, and it's kind of reflecting the fish counts there. It's kind of continuing on what we talked about last week. Those trips, a day and a half going out there, seeing a nice chunk of the bluefin there. The tribute got back this morning. They had 11 bluefin and 31 yellowtail. And so, you know, it's still early season, so there's going to be some slower trips there. The Polaris Supreme got back yesterday. They had 78 bluefin and a bunch of reds on their two-day trip there. So all throughout the week, we've been kind of seeing that. So definitely check the website there and really keep an eye when you make those reservations. The Tribute is going to be doing some 11 a.m. departures. So definitely when you're making reservations, we've got a few options there for those early departures. They've also got some 5 and 6 p.m. departures there. So they're doing all they can to get out there and get on those fish because they're certainly there, and they're showing up, and they just got to get them to bite and get on the boat there. The San Diego, Thursday, they started going back down to the islands. Those bluefin are just a little bit out of range for them on those full-day trips there, but I can't imagine it'll be much longer before they're in range there also. They had, on Thursday, 14 yellowtail, good amount of bottom fish mixed in there. Yesterday, they had 3 yellowtail, some good bottom fishing, and they're back out there today. And then the half-day, still very good deep water fishing in the morning there, lots of good rockfish. Afternoons, seeing a lot of calico bass in there. They're starting to show up. Yesterday afternoon, 22 calico bass. Excuse me. Yes, 22 calico bass, 50 released there. The morning trips, like I said, rockfish. Afternoon, calico bass. And we started running twilight trips. I know those kind of snuck in there. We forgot to talk about those last week. But they're off to a good start. They're catching the same thing, a lot of calico bass and good bottom fishing in there. So all kinds of fishing to do. Hopefully this weather holds up. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Our full schedule up there for those half days, those full days, a day and a half, some other trips mixed in there. Make your reservation straight online. Give us a call on the phone, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit us in person. Get your gear tuned up. Buy your MC swim baits because that's what everything is biting on, bluefin, calico, rockfish, everything on MC swim baits.
Good job, Marcos.
You're the man, Marcos. Hey, that's some great fishing. We'll look forward to this weather getting by us and another great week at Seaforth. Appreciate a fantastic report as always, Marcos.
We'll talk to you next week, guys.
All right, buddy. Appreciate that very much. Hey, I had a great text come through, and I thought it was perfect for Johnny. It's from Brian from Dana Point. He says, hey, guys, I'm going on my first eight-day trip this fall, and I'm hoping to run into some wahoo. I was hoping Johnny could explain what terminal tackle I might be able to pick up at the big sale that could increase my odds for catching a wahoo. Do you guys have anything, leaders, jigs, et cetera?
Like I said, all lures.
So that would, all lures, that would include wahoo bombs. You know, buy two, get one. Wahoo bombs are going to help. We have fluorocarbon sale. All fluorocarbon is buy two, get one. I've got some fluorocarbon that's going to be buy one, get one.
Come on.
Yep. Some of the, there's a couple brands.
Buy one, get one.
Yeah.
But let's not skip over this. You said at minimum, fluorocarbon is buy two, get one free.
Yep.
Like the worst deal you're going to find is buy two, get one free.
Buy two, get one, yeah.
And selected at buy one, get one.
Yep, exactly.
Does that include, can we say it, the Seaguar Gold?
That includes Seaguar Gold, yes. Yeah.
And I say that because, I mean, I'm a huge fluorocarbon guy, right?
Yep.
Like
you
got a short top shot. Yep. But the gold has become a part of my life. Like, seriously, because it is... It's so much skinnier, but it's so much more abrasion resistant, and it just holds up better than anything.
Yeah,
it's a little more expensive. It's definitely more expensive.
It's more expensive,
but not when you're buying it at buy two get one free.
Hello, count me in on that.
That's cool.
Seaguar Gold.
Yeah, Seaguar Gold, blue, green,
yeah,
pink. We've got AFCO, Psycho, fluorocarbon. Yeah, there's
which is awesome stuff.
Yeah, the Psycho fluorocarbon, the pink Psycho fluorocarbon will be on a BOGO. Buy one, get one. So
really?
Yeah, because they're closing out that line
on the pink.
On the pink. So they're only going to have clear. The clear will be buy two, get one, but the pink will be buy one, get one.
That's
so,
unreal.
Yeah. Awesome. And I know a lot of people that's all they fish is pink fluorocarbon. So good chance to stock up before it goes away.
The best deal in town, too. That's awesome. Brian, best of luck on that. Corey, why don't we jump back into the phones?
Let's do it. How about Jacob? Jacob from Escondido. Appreciate you joining us this morning.
What's up, Jacob?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great. Good morning. Good.
Yeah, I was just on the way to the grocery store and, of course, put on the radio and heard you guys on like I do every weekend.
That's awesome. Appreciate you partaking, man. You got a question for one of the boys this morning?
You know, I think I caught the tail end of it. It was regarding the giveaway. I heard a center console and $100 at Dana Landing. It's totally up my alley. That's all we do when we all go fishing out, either Dana Landing or Seaforth.
That's the way to do it. Yeah, are you going to come down next Saturday to their big kickoff sale, Dana Landing?
See, I only got to hear about a few minutes right now on the radio, so I wasn't aware, but I guess I'm going to have to make that happen.
There it is.
It's certainly one not to miss. Well, appreciate the phone call, Jacob, very much. And thanks a lot for that. I had a great text come through. Good morning, guys. This is Kevin from Catalina. I was curious if John and Steve could give me a little bit of rundown on monofilament. Does color make a difference? Does composition make a difference? And what is your favorite for inshore versus offshore? Great show, as always.
It's interesting right now. It seems like the monofilament that we spool the most right now is Isoline XXX. I mean, you almost don't even have to ask people. That's what they want. They want the smoke Isoline XXX. We roll a ton of it on. It works good inshore, good offshore. For trolling, guys that are, going to be fishing in Mexico and trolling and stuff, we tend to spool a lot of Momoy. The Momoy line is a little bit got a little bit of a smoother feel to it, and I think it might hold up a little bit longer for those applications. But like I said, that Isoline XXX for just an all around line. If you want something that's more abrasion resistance, people go with the Isoline first string. Just that stuff is like rope, hard to break through. But monofilament isn't as big as it was 20 years ago when we used to wind tons of it. And so many people are filling the reels with braid that, you just don't sell monofilament like you used to back in the day.
Spectra Power Pro has completely, like, revolutionized, changed our, like, industry, really. Yeah. I mean, it's fishing Catalina. I mean, you could totally get away with,
Spectra
a Trank. 450-pound Power Pro with, like, any – you could change it from a 25 fluoro top shot to a 50 if you wanted to.
Yep, you got any range in there. I mean, for me, I know there's – people are switching up, but, fishing surface iron, I still like to fish mono. I have 100 yards to cast with on my jig sticks. A lot of people go straight braid there. For me, I'm just more comfortable with the mono. So, that's, if you're doing 100 yards at a time. And I know I always ask people also I ask people, like, what boat are you going on? Because the different sport fishing boats have, different parameters for what they like people fishing for fly line. A lot of them like to have, like the people to have a boat length of mono on there when they're fly lining baits out. It kind of, makes their program a little smoother. So I always kind of tell people, hey, check with the boat you're going on. But if I'm fishing on a private boat, like Corey was saying, my live bait setups are just going to be fluorocarbon
short top shot. And I think the whole sport boat thing, like they at least a boat length, like 60 to 90 feet of monofilament for just that rubber band and right at the boat. Yeah. And
or fluoro, you could when you get to that point, you could just put a whole spool of fluoro on, but it gets a little pricey if you you know, tangle time. It's like, no.
That's it. All right. Well said.
Yeah, definitely. We're having such a great time in here with Johnny and Steven from Dana Landing. Their big sale coming next Saturday. We've got a whole nother hour ahead of us here. We're going to be leaving Jeff from 97.3 The Fan behind, but we're going to be back on YouTube, Facebook Live, and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Hi, it's Ben. I want to tell you about a great event at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's coming up on Saturday, May 10th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. We call it the Summer Kickoff Sale. Yeah, I know. It's not summer yet, but my dad, Johnny, Bubba, and everyone at Dana Landing, especially me, wish it was. So we celebrate a bit early with huge discounts on everything in the store. Some stuff is even 50% off. There will be several manufacturers, representatives, some amazing seminars by top anglers, and even my buddy Ron at Fastlane will have free kayak demos and stuff on sale. Rollo Kids will have a booth too, raising money to take kids like me fishing. And get this, there will be free food and drink too. Yum. So mark your calendar Saturday, May 10th, the summer kickoff sale at Dana Landing, next to the Dana Launch Ramp at Mission Bay. The event is 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., but everything will be on sale up to 50% off all day. But don't take too much of his money. I need stuff too.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. So, if you want your tackle to be the state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar, available at fine tackle dealers.
Hey everybody, this is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Park Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat, from the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system. My Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
Long range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice, with the extreme cranking power and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
45 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. The Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie Fishing Kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
You know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel. Great service and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline, lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodation, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.